So the Torah tells us, "Vokachtam lachem b'yom harishon." We know we have many mitzvahs on Sukkot. One is obviously the mitzvah of Sukkah, and the other is the mitzvah of the Dalet Minim, the four species. We have the lulav, the esrog, the hadassim, the myrtles, and the willows, and the arevos. So that's how we so we have a mitzvah in our Torah on the first day, and we have a mitzvah midraban and a rabbinical mitzvah the rest of Yontif. So are there any differences between your four species the first day, perhaps the second day, and the rest of Yontif? So the halacha is lakachtam lachem, so there's a halacha of lachem. On day one, you have to own it. It has to be yours. It doesn't mean you have to go buy one. It means you could come over to me and I could give you a gift for the next 30 seconds and say, here's your lulav and etrog, and therefore it's yours. So this means halachically has to be owned. It doesn't mean you have to actually buy one. But while you're shaking, while you're doing the mitzvah, it has to be considered yours, al pi halacha, and that's the practice. If you don't have one, you take one matana manas v'hagzir. So that's one halacha which applies to Yom Rishon. So that's a debate whether it applies to Yontif Sheni Shalgolias. In Israel, it's not an issue. There is only one day. But in Chutz Laaretz, that's a major dispute between the Rambam and the Rush on whether the leniencies of, we'll see what the leniencies are, it doesn't have to be yours, because it says, Okachtachan b'yom harishon. So that only apply literally to day one. That is the opinion of the Rambam, that since today anyway, with Biki and Bikviya Diyarcha, we know exactly, there's no doubt today, we have a calendar, we know exactly what day it is, so there's no need to be stringent, and all the halachas only apply to day one, and day two, whatever is good the rest of Yontif is also good on day two. And you have the opinion of Rush that says no. Minagav l'seyem b'yadeicha, and therefore we have to be strict on day two as well. So therefore, it's a machlokes rishonim, so therefore at least for the day two, we try to fulfill the requirements. What's another requirement? It says, so lakachtem lachem. Lachem, we learn that it has to be yours. What do we learn from the lachem lakachtem? So the Gemara has an expression, lakicha tama. It has to be a complete taking, meaning the esrog has to be complete. In other words, it can't be missing pieces in the middle. So there's a strict, on day one, it has to be lakicha tama. It can't be an esrog that, I'll explain what I mean by missing in a second, but it has to be complete. In fact, the Gemara talks about one of the rabbis, after he finished day one, he took a bite out of the esrog and he used the esrog the rest of Yontif. So, in other words, the obligation of lakicha tama only applies to day one. Again, the same debate, the Rambam and the Rush, whether we extend it to Yom Tov Sheni or not. So therefore, there's room to be strict on Yom Tov Sheni, but the rest of Yontif does not. So there's certain psulim that apply the whole time, and others are just limited to the first day. So the issue of chaser, so if it's missing, so we see that only applies to the first 2 days, but clearly, and the second day is a debate, but clearly from the first day of Chol HaMoed, if a one took a bite out of the esrog, you could still use that esrog for the rest of Yontif, if your kids get hungry. But however, there's another psul of hiddur, it has to be hadar. So that's a debate, whether hadar applies only the first 2 days, the first day, it also applies the whole. So when it comes to a chaser, everyone agrees it only applies to the first, we'll call it the first 2 days, but everyone agrees it doesn't apply to the last days. Regarding hadar, that's a debate whether it applies or not. So what's the status? A very practical question. One loses the pitum. The pitum happens to, you know, someone breaks it off, it comes off, you have kids, they hold it the wrong way. Is it permitted to use estro without a pitum? So the halacha is, so what's the status of an esrog without a pitum? Is that lacking in what we could call a chaser? It's lacking, it's like taking a bite out of the esrog. Is that why it's not good? Or it's not good because it's lacking in pre-eitz hadar? What's the practical difference? The practical difference is from day three and on. Could you use an esrog without a pitum? So if you hold it as lacking in chaser, so then it's not an issue. But if it's lacking in hadar, so that's a mach. So the machaber, this for the svardim, it's not really an issue. Svardim even, the ramah is machmir, that if it's lacking in hadar, that you shouldn't really use it the whole sukkis. But the machaber, the svardim are lenient. So, however, in our case, we have a sveka, double doubt, because one doubt is maybe losing a pitim is only like chaser. So if that's the case, everyone agrees it's good. And even if you want to hold it's hadar, that's a machlokas in the Rishonim. And therefore, some point out as well, the pitim has to be completely cut off or if it's hanging on. So therefore, clearly, if that's the only esrog you have, it is definitely, according to everyone, it's permitted to use. Some of we machmer to say not to make a bracha on it, but you clearly, suffik brachos kohakel. If you're svardi, it wouldn't be an issue at all. If you're Ashkenaz, many postkim alinian as well. Are those who be machmer that not to use it? And the simple solution is, simple meaning not here, you have to be able to get it. You should get a esrog without a pitum. If you have kids, you have people who are going to be using it, don't know how to take care of it. What do you mean? There's no such thing as a esrog without a pitum. You mean an esrog grows without a pitum? No, what they mean is, though every esrog should grow with a pitum, but it means if it breaks off while it's still on the, when it's still mechubra wakarka, if it's still on the tree when it breaks off, there's not an issue. So therefore, the best bet is if you're prone to breaking your pitum, to avoid the issue is try to get an esrog that already comes with no pitum and we don't have to worry. Rabbi Chananya ben Akash, Omi Aratza, Kaddish Baruch Hu, Lezachet, Israel, Lefikha, Shinemar, Anunai Chavit, Loman Sinko, Yaldil Torah, Yadir. Yikadal, Yiskadash, Shmei Rabbah, Mati Rakh, Hussein.